planting seeds. That's what Jesus talked about in our scripture text this morning in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Now, the parable that Jesus is talking, a parable is simply an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And that's why he talked an awful lot about farming and seeds and growing. It's just, you know, an easy way for them to understand, because way back when, you pretty much had to grow your own stuff if you wanted to eat. This is the illustration of the growing seed. New Living Translation says this: Jesus also said, "Here is another illustration of the kingdom of God is like. A farmer planted seeds in a field, and then he went on with his other activities. And as the days went by, the seed sprouted and grew without the farmer's help, because the earth produces crops on its own. First, the leaf of blade pushes through, the heads of the wheat are formed, and finally, grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle." Then he went on to use the illustration of the mustard seed. Jesus asked, "How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it?" It is like a tiny mustard seed, though this is the one of the smallest seeds. It grows and becomes one of the largest plants with long branches where birds can come and find shelter. Now, he used many such stories and illustrations to teach the people as much as they were able to understand. In fact, in his public teaching, he taught only with parables, but afterwards, when he was alone with his disciples, he explained the meaning to them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.